EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, shaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
I know we broke your heart, but it's rolling down your face. You know I'm coming over to make sure you're okay. You don't have to wait. I'm a crazy babe. I'm a Superman. You can go and play. You're on my way. Girl, I'm on my way.
Good evening and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. First, I want to wish you all a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and thank you for your support and joining us tonight. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Now, tonight we welcome the Tankers from Bravo's hit reality show, Thicker Than Water. The entire family will join us, and you definitely don't want to miss that. They're going to talk about their first season and all that took place. I definitely look forward to talking to them. We want you to be part of the discussion, so call up your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I went out and I took the morning off, went out and did some volunteer work and
I
ran
saw,
an
yeah.
5K. But, you know, it was like 30 degrees out there, so I think that I'm a little bit back under the weather from being out there for four hours. But,
wow.
You know, I posted on Instagram how cold it was, but I'm pretty sure that they went through a whole lot more than you know, experiencing 4 hours of cold when they fought for our freedom, when Dr. King and others fought for our freedom. So it was well worth it. I have a horrible headache and my nose is running, but I'm okay.
Oh, no. But yeah, you just recovered from the cold. So hopefully.
Yes, I mean, the weather is 68 today. It's supposed to be 37 tomorrow. So it's just it's just back and forth. And being out there for so long, I was out there from like 8 until 11, so you know, I think that you know, the cold got to me because I was just getting over it, but it's okay. I had a great experience. It was probably 3,000 or 4,000 people out there.
Wow!
It formed 3D, a group that's in Atlanta, started last year. They were awesome. I think you saw them perform once with me. They performed at the they had another singer there entertaining the crowd. They had bands along the trail as we ran. So at different points, a different band would play to kind of keep the crowd encouraged and keep the runners, you know, motivated. So it was an amazing experience. I actually saw one of our old co-worker, Marcus Black. He was there with his son. It was a great experience.
It was. I'm sure it was. It sounded like a great one. And I saw your pictures you posted. You still looking nice and trim, so.
that's kind of you to say.
right. Yeah, I had posted I have a dream speech on my Facebook page because I think that, you know, some people do forget, you know, what he fought for, you know, equality, and for all people to get along together, you know what I mean? Not just for black rights, but for civil rights from, you know, all races. So, you know, and we are seeing a lot of changes, obviously, and hopefully we'll just continue to live the dream that he saw.
And I think it's important that we move forward. Not only, it's not just a one-day thing. I think it's important that we keep in mind that we, you know, Dr. King was about service to your community. If you can go out once a month, once every other month, do some volunteer work, serve people, that's what he was about. So definitely make sure you implement that value into your life and definitely share it with the community.
And tell them, Michelle, Ms. Parker, tell them about the open hand when we volunteer sometimes. I know that you put me on because I know they're always looking for volunteers on the weekend primarily. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, Open Hand is a charity that provides food, packaged, pre-cooked, healthy meals for senior citizens, people who are still sick and shut in, people who have different dietary needs in order for their illness to get better. They may have to eat certain things that they can't afford to. And it's usually people who are low income that qualify for these programs. And so your doctor or your church community pastor may refer you to the program, and the program evaluate your situation and then, you know, add you to their list. It's a program that is 24 hours, 7 days a week operation. They most need drivers to deliver the food on weekends and holidays. And they're, I know during the holidays their needs are greater. So what we usually do is we drive around and they give us a route and maybe 20 people, and we'll drop off meals for that day and the next day if that's what they qualify for. So certain people qualify for meals every day. Certain people qualify for meals every other day. So whatever the situation is, you're provided with a route. But they also need people to package the food. The food is made there. I think they have the dietitians and chefs that make the food, so not necessarily be cooking anything, but packaging up the different meals that if someone is, you know, diabetic, their meals may be, you know, chicken breast and veggies, so you package that up into their a warm, you know, Tupperware type thing that they give you, and then, you know, the delivery drivers, volunteers pick that up. So it's great as well. I know today another program called I can't remember the name. Now we'll post it. They do. They had a day of service where people sign up and they did different charity events all over the state of Georgia, including picking up trash. I know that that's fine to revamp the MLK Road, MLK Avenue. In Georgia, not just Georgia, I read a story that it's supposed to be a nationwide thing that because all the MLKs are located in their poor neighborhoods and their black neighborhoods. So I guess that the mayor of Atlanta has pledged to try to clean up the MLK in Georgia, Atlanta, downtown Atlanta, and try to make it a better street and make that area a safer area for people who live there. So I'm excited about what's going on, but you can always look up different things going on in your community. It doesn't necessarily have to be the large charity. It could be something that, you know, your church does, or just that you can even put together and do yourself. So there's always an opportunity to help someone.
I agree. Well said. Well, on that note, Chica and Adam, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Hello.
Happy MLK Day.
Hello, guys.
Thanks,
thank you. Hey, Ms. Parker.
Hey.
So, Adam, what did you see over the weekend?
I saw Dallas Buyers Club, which is a movie starring Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto as kind of the main characters. And this movie, just kind of a preface, they've both already won SAG Awards for their roles in the movie, just to give you a heads up. And it's a biographical drama about Ron Woodruff, this Texan in the 80s. He's kind of homophobic. He's kind of racist. And he gets diagnosed with AIDS. And so looking for an answer, looking for some medication, he tries something that just got approved in the United States. And, you know, during the 80s, this was kind of when the whole AIDS epidemic was coming on, and there was a lot of – it was always in the news and in the media. So he couldn't find an answer in the U.S., so he starts to smuggle FDA-unapproved drugs from Mexico and starts this whole buyer's club where these other kind of patients can come in, pick up this unapproved medication, and tells his story and how he goes along and kind of fights the system. Really good performance by Matthew McConaughey. He really knocked it out of the park. If you didn't know who he was and you watched the movie, it would have been a surprise, because he just transformed himself into the role really well, as did Jared Leto, who plays a transgender person in the movie. And, again, knocked it out of the park. If you didn't know it was Jared Leto, then you would have never known it was him. So highly recommend it. You know, it's great. It's a great drama. It kind of gets you involved, and it kind of makes you think about that time period. You know, I was definitely a baby, so I don't know anything about that time period, but it was really good for your going out option. And then staying in, I kind of harking back to the 80s, but I'm taking it a different route. I watched Oliver Stone's classic Wall Street again. And for those who don't know, it's the Charlie Sheen, Michael Douglas movie about stockbrokers in the 80s and kind of the power struggle and all their illicit dealings, and it's more you know, more than that. But most people know the movie. If not, you should definitely watch it. It's a great kind of other end of the spectrum in the 80s of what was going on. So those were my reviews.
And Adam, did you do some shooting over the weekend?
Yeah. I was filming a little short video. This guy's doing kind of a short film project, just commit to things. And the role I was playing this weekend was a car salesman. And what the premise of the story is this guy, his girl's giving him an ultimatum. It's him or the car. Or it's her or the car. So,
wow.
And it's a tough decision because he really loves them both. So, you know, I'm the guy that's kind of selling him or buying the car from him, kind of breaking his heart with the price I'm giving him and all that stuff. So
they said
it should be done. Actually, the guy's doing a really quick job. So probably by next week, hopefully we'll have something out, and I'll let you know when that comes
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Yeah, right. I'm excited.
Chica, what's going on
yes,
with you?
Sir. I saw the film Lone Survivor starring Mark Wahlberg, Ben Foster, and Emile Hirsch. And Lone Survivor is the story about a Naval SEAL company that goes out on a special mission to scout for Taliban leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually come across the hideout of a ranking high Taliban leader, and their mission becomes compromised. I don't want to tell too much of the movie, but the mission becomes compromised, and they have to do dire things to survive. And, of course, the title gives the movie away because there's a lone survivor. But the stuff that happens in between is stuff of legend. This stuff happened pre-9/11, so we're talking 2005.
Okay.
Before, I guess, we really felt the severe threat of what terrorism could do in our own
1995?
2005.
Okay.
This is pre-9/11.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty intense. And then if you think about 9/11 and what happened, you know, subsequent, and you look at this movie, it for me at least, it hit a little differently. I felt a little differently about, you know, our military and what they're over there doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I'm one of the ones that say, you know, all peace, no war. But sometimes you come across evil people and they need to be policed, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
yeah.
I know they announced the Oscar nominees. Any surprise between you and Adam?
I'm personally surprised that The Butler was shut out.
Yeah, completely.
That was a heavy piece of art. But
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the thing
yeah.
that shocked me.
There was a lot of, you know, the Best Picture categories up to 10 that they've been doing for the past few years. So I guess maybe there was just a lot more coming out, or it was a crowded field. But, there was a couple of surprises, but also a couple ones that were expected, 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle. Captain Phillips is on the list. I haven't seen it. I've heard great things. But, Chica, I don't know if you saw it. Would you call it a Best Picture nominee, or you think that was one they added?
I did see it. I would give it more to Tom Hanks for his performance, not picture.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, because everyone said Tom Hanks, you know, did great. But, a very interesting choice in that one and a couple other ones.
Yeah. Now, I was telling you all before we went live that I saw Cloud Atlas today. That movie is weird. It's very good, but it's weird. Have you all seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
With Tom Hanks and Halle Berry and the whole. You said you did see it, Chica?
I did. My question is, what did you get from it when it was over?
I got that we're all connected in some way. And it does not matter if you are living. If you were alive during the same time period, but then we're all connected in some way, and we all, what we do impacts the future that's to come. What did you get?
I got that there is reincarnation, and that our spirits the spirits that are connected to one another will always be connected to one another, no matter which time or transcend where it goes. Mm-hmm. It's always going to connect.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That was a weird movie. Very weird movie. Tom Hanks, Halle Berry, some others in there. Susan Sarandon. I mean, they had a great cast. It was just crazy.
Yeah. I think I reviewed that and I gave it a thumbs up, just simply because of how it was written. You know, just the way that, you know, it makes you think.
It really does. It really does.
You
get caught up in the individual stories, you know, because there's so much going on. There's so much going on.
Yes.
I wanted to shut the movie out because I thought it was a good movie. All right. Anything else, guys?
I just want to say before we go, you know, we're on EOTM Radio and we're on Blog Talk Radio, but we are now also on Local Talent Connect.
Absolutely,
so please.
This
goes for any artist out there who's trying to network and grow and build and, you know, reach out to the world, basically. Log on to Local Talent Connect, www.localtalentconnect.com, and sign up. You'll be amazed at the resources of people that you come in contact with.
Absolutely. Totally agree. All right, Chicken Adam, have a great week. Thanks as always.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, brother.
All right. A-Ron, it is going down February 2nd. Seahawks versus the Broncos. Who going?
Peyton. I already called it. Peyton Manning got it.
You got it,
And I want him to get it. I'm sure that I'm going to hear some hate, you know, like, yo, you know, the black quarterback, da-da-da-da-da. He needs to get his, you know.
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson and the Seahawks win, I'm just as happy. It doesn't matter either way. But me personally, I think Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the league. I've said that for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his team is the best team in the league, and they should win the game. So
I heard that.
I got the Broncos winning. Now, speaking of that Seahawks game yesterday, did y'all see the end of it?
I saw the end.
Did you see the interview afterwards with Richard Sherman?
No, I didn't see the interview. I watched the fourth quarter. Actually, I went to the store and the clerk asked me. And this is the funny thing. I was walking my dog, listening to the radio, and they said that they're saying how the Broncos are winning. And then I went to the store, and the guy asked me about the game. That's why I know Broncos are winning.
Okay.
What about the interview?
Oh, so you didn't. This has been all over Twitter and Facebook, all over the news. Richard Sherman, you know, about how the post game interview, he was kind of ranting out on Michael Crabtree, the wide receiver for the 49ers. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Okay, my take on that, first of all, I thought it was hilarious. It was great TV. I'm like, this is what live television is all about. I love it. Unedited, uncensored, unfiltered, just raw emotion. He was pissed. I'm just going to say pissed. I'm sorry. Pastor. From the show tonight. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to say that. Pastor Tanker. Yeah, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he
was very angry. I love that. I just love that battle mentality on the field. It was cool. Now, other people felt, yo, he went too far. He was, you know, kind of got crazy, little nutsy, whatever. Me personally, I thought it was just fine. So that's my take on that. Let's see what else. Serena lost.
Wow.
Upset. Yeah. Well, I mean, she lost to Anna. I'm gonna mispronounce her last name. Ivanovic. I think that's right.
Okay.
Anna Ivanovic beat Serena Williams in the Australian Open. So. It's over for her for that. Next time that we'll probably see her on the next Grand Slam will be the French Open. All right, let's see. Moving on. Dennis Rodman has officially checked into rehab.
Wow.
For his alcoholism.
Alcoholism? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, Dennis, I wish you all the best. Hope they're able to, you know, get you back together. CC Sabathia, pitcher, New York Yankees, has officially signed with Jay-Z sports agency Roc Nation Sports.
Hmm.
He is the latest of many well-known athletes to have signed with Jay-Z. And I would love to get an internship with Jay-Z's Roc Nation Sports. So I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to try to get that. Please, Jay-Z, if anybody's listening, please. Brother's trying to go to law school next year. I would love to do an internship with y'all. You know, let me know. Hit me up. All right, what else? All right. Shout out to Jim Caldwell, who is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Congratulations, Jim. About time. Much deserved. Magic Johnson and Alonzo Mourning have teamed up with the White House for Obamacare. They're actually doing public service announcements to try to get young people, older people, middle-aged people, everyone to sign up for health care. So I thought that was really cool. And the White House is also saying that they're working on getting even more athletes to join in to help.
Okay.
That was really cool. Did you hear about the football player that posted a picture of a weed on his Twitter page?
No. Why would you do that?
A professional football player. Yeah. The brother's name, Devon Bess. Wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, he posted it. The Browns say that, you know, they're going to investigate, see what's up with that. I'm just like, people, please stop posting incriminating stuff on y'all's pages, man. Stop it. It's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Come on, this is silly. And what's so bad about this? This brother is that dude is a millionaire. I mean, come on, dude. If you're not rich, that is it's not cool either way. But this man has so much to lose, so much more as far as money wise, you know, to lose. It's just not smart. So he has to deal with that. Good luck, bro. I think Cleveland might end up cutting you anyway because you really weren't good last season, and I think that might be their reasoning on letting you go anyway and not having to pay you that contract that you signed anyway. So too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. The Hawks, they beat the Heat tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead, Hawks. Yeah, cool. And what else is going on? Yeah. The NBA is honoring Martin Luther King Day and Black History Month with nice shirts that you can order at NBA.com. They're really nice shirts, really, really, really cool.
Shout out to the NBA, Aaron, because, you know, I follow them on Instagram, and they changed their profile picture to Martin Luther King's picture today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
The NBA has always been a huge supporter of Dr. King, of Martin Luther King Day, of every, like, they, all the time, like, every year since I can remember, they've always been big supporters. So thank you, NBA. Thank you very much. And that's pretty much it, man. That's all I can really think about as far as sports. So Broncos got it. They got it. If you want to question me about it, comment about it, yell at me about it on online, whatever. You can follow me Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Aaron Cosby. And I'm out. And Janaris, I'm going off. And I can't wait to listen to the Tankers tonight. I know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I look forward to that, too. I can't wait.
All right,
yes, well, have a good week, okay?
You too, man. Janaris, all yours, baby girl.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have a good one, Ferguson.
I'm all right. How are you guys doing? How are you? I'm all right. What did you guys do today? MLK.
Today was great. I took the morning off, but we were on as far as work is concerned. Were you off? I meant to say hi to Aaron. I did, but I think I was on mute. So, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ms. Parker.
Let me ask you a question. Ladies, let me ask you a question because before Janae, you go into your budget shopaholic segment. So the question of the day, it was if you went out to eat, if you went out to eat, you know, with a friend or whatever, and you saw your best friend's significant other out with someone else, what would you do?
Go talk to him.
Go up there and talk.
I would go talk to him because I need to see if, you know, if he's getting nervous, and, you know, because it could just be a platonic outing, you know, you never know, and things like that happen all the time. But
right,
I would just walk up and go speak, and I would wait to be introduced.
Okay.
And I would ascertain from his reaction whether or not this is something that is innocent or not so innocent.
Okay. Ms. Parker, what would you do?
I think I wouldn't make any assumption. I would say hi and probably just mention it while we're all together. Hey, you know, it's good seeing you the other day. Like Janera said, you never know what the situation is. Could be a working relationship. It could be
co-worker, yeah.
A worker, a friend, or someone. So I wouldn't make any assumptions on whether or not, you know, something was going on.
Okay. Well, we definitely look forward to the listeners. Tell us what you would do if you, what would you do if you went out to eat and you saw your best friend, significant other, out with someone else? Tell us on our Facebook page, the Steve and Knight Show. All right, Ms. Ferguson, it's all yours.
All right. Well, I have a couple of things for you guys. And I also want to tell you what's not listed is that Victoria's Secret is still having their steady annual sale. And, of course, the sun's running out, so you may want to check it out if you can. Personal Creations is having a special one-day sale. And actually, I think it's in honor of Valentine's Day. They're giving 30% off of all orders over $49. So you may want to hurry up and shop. And I told you guys about Personal Creations a long time ago, but it's basically just a site where you can personalize any item and give it as a gift. It can be a sweater. It can be a robe. It can be a cup, a photo album, anything. And it makes for a really, really, really great gift. I gave one of my closest friends a monogrammed robe 1 year, so she really, really liked that. I mean, well, it's not very expensive either, but, you know, they're knocking $30 off all orders over $49. I mean, 30% off of all orders over $49. So that may be something that you guys want to check out. Old Navy is having an in-store sale and an online sale. If you're shopping in-store, you can save more because you can get up to 80% off of your purchase. And this is off of clearance items. And if you're shopping online, you can get up to 30% off of your purchase. So, of course, it would be beneficial for you guys to shop in the stores versus online because you're saving much, much more. But, you know, I do understand why, you know, how people can't always get out to the stores. So there is the online sale. The Limited is also having a sale. And then you can, and if you shop now, you can get 40% off of full-price items in the store and online. And you can also get an additional 50% off of markdowns in store and online. You just need to use code LONG, LONGWKND, if you're shopping online. And you need to hurry up and shop because today is the last day. Pipeline.com is having a sale through tomorrow. And it's a denim sale, and you can save 25% off of all denim. Plus, you can save an additional 40% off of denim that's on sale. So denim that's already marked down. Code denim at checkout. Bloomingdale's is having a 5-day weekend sale, and they do this periodically just to, I guess, get rid of some things. And, of course, you know, people are trying to move out stuff for the winter, from the winter and move in stuff for the summer. So you'll find a lot of deals. I went shopping this weekend, and I think the Loft, well, I'll get to that sale, but I went shopping this weekend. They had a lot of great deals in the store. But Bloomingdale's, if you shop their 5-day weekend sale, which ends today, you can save 20 to 65% off of your purchase. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off of your purchase if you're using code 5DAYSALE online. Saks Fifth Avenue office, which is their outlet store, is having a warm-up sale, warm-up to winter sale, and you can save 25% to 50% off of your purchase for a total savings of 70%. Today's the last day to shop shoes.com during their mystery sale. This is like the sort of fun sale. Basically, what they're going to ask you to do is click a button, and once you click that button, you'll see whether or not you can save. You're going to be saving either 15, 20, 25, or 30% off of your purchase. So that's why they call it their mystery sale, because you don't know what you're going to be getting. And just remember that shoes.com is an online-only store. So, you know, you can take advantage of it. I usually try to log off different computers to see if they're going to give me anything higher than the lowest percentage off. So I log off, log back on. And so I'm happy with what my savings will be. That's just me. I'm just like that. As you know, I'm just everybody doesn't have that kind of time in their hands, but that's what I do. Today is the last day to shop Gap. Join their weekend sale and save up to 60% on your purchase. And one of my favorite stores is going out of business across the country. This is Lowman's. I meant to tell you about this last week, but it completely slipped my mind. Lowman's is going out of business, and I'm not sure if you guys know. It's right in line with Family Basement, which is also out of business. But they basically discounted a lot of designer goods. And now they are going out of business across the country. So everything must go. As a result, they're, of course, they're having a liquidation sale. And now their items are up to 40% off because they have up to 40% off of your purchase. Plus, you can get an extra 10% off of your purchase if you have a gold or diamond membership. And that's just like a little membership that you have to pay for. I think it was like $25 or $30. And you got exclusive deals and things like that. If you don't have one, most likely you're not going to be able to get one, and it's probably not going to be beneficial if you bought it now anyway. So I wouldn't recommend it. The Loft. I was at the Loft this weekend, and this used to be Ann Taylor's Loft. Now it's called the Loft. They were having a sale, and you can get an extra 60% off of clearance prices. I mean, they are really slashing prices, and they have a lot of great things to choose from, especially for the office if you work in a business casual environment. But even, the day-to-day things. I found a nice little tuxedo jacket for, semi-formal attire. They had a lot of great things on sale. But if you shop there now, you can get 60% off, an extra 60% off of sale items, which is pretty much unheard of nowadays because they mark it down, and then they're giving you an extra 60% off of whatever the sale price is. And if you find something with full price, they're giving you 40% off of full price items. So it's pretty much a win-win for everyone, the Loft and, of course, the shoppers, you. And last but not least, today's the last day to shop Banana Republic and save 40% off of your purchase. So they are basically giving 40% off of everything in the store. That includes markdown items, clearance items. So if you're shopping online, you just need to use code BRSAVE40. And that's pretty much Banana Republic Save Zero. So BRSAVE40.
Okay. They can follow that on budgetshopaholic.com, correct?
Sure, we can. Yes, they can.
And there's a link on our Facebook page for that. Ms. Ferguson, as always, we appreciate you for making us look good for a good party. So have a good week, okay?
Hi. Good night, Ms. Ferguson.
All right.
Hi.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with the Tankards right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTM Radio. StephenKnight.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Before we get started, I want to remind everyone that, well, I want to announce to everyone that the EOTM Awards, the second annual EOTM Awards, the commissions to be nominated begin on January 22nd. You can go to EOTMAwards.com for more information, but the show is going to take place November 2nd this year. So I know last year the Stephen Knight Show was nominated. I was actually nominated as an artist, so definitely get your nominations in and go to EOTMAwards.com for more information on that. All right. Now let's switch gears real quick. Let's see. Thicker Than Water documents the Tinker family, who all live in Nashville suburbs, and what they call the Tinker Palace. Since November of last year, the Tankers have allowed cameras in their home and millions of viewers to get a glimpse of their lifestyle. The family consists of former professional basketball player, musician turned pastor, Ben Tanker, his wife, First Lady Jewel Tanker, and they have a blended family of five children, Marcus, Brooklyn, Brittany, Benji, Cyrene, and then the two daughter-in-laws, Letitia and Shanira, excuse me, and one grandchild, Diamond, who is Brooklyn's daughter. Pastor Ben and Mrs. Tankard donate their time as non-salary senior pastors of Destiny Center Church. Tonight, the cast joins us to discuss their experience thus far on their first season of Bravo TV's Thick in the Water. Now, I don't think we have all of them here right now, but right now we have Cyrene and, is it Diamond? No, I'm sorry, Brooklyn. Brooklyn and Cyrene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, Cyrene?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. You know, I'm glad to have you on the show. Hopefully the rest of the family call in. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the show. And, you know, I've watched things that have gone on this season. Tell us about your experience. I'll start with you, Brooklyn, because I know you have your hairline, and you're working on a novel right now. Is that correct?
Correct. It'll be launching this year.
Yeah, The Detour of Destiny. And that kind of chronologize your, you know, how you kind of went off track, as you say, but how that experience helped you into the lady you are now and the path you're on. Is that correct?
Definitely. You're right on mark with that. It's just basically talking about my story and basically how God used what would have been, looked at as a tragedy basically to be my victory and be my story. And it goes into the detail beyond the surface all about that.
Okay. And when is that coming out, do you know?
I can't give you the exact day the deal is on the table, but it will be released this year.
Okay. Well, we definitely look forward to that. So, tell us, for you, how has it been like having your life on TV for millions of people to see each week?
You know, it's definitely been a growing experience for me. It's been a blessing. You know, at first I was kind of hesitant and, you know, at the same time, I was really enthusiastic about the opportunity because, you know, I actually landed the deal for the show, and I just really felt like my family story needed to be told. People needed to see my family on television, and I felt like, you know, our transparency could help a lot of people out, and that's the result that we've gotten from the show, so I'm really happy that we made the decision to go ahead and go through with it.
Absolutely. It's already your daddy's little girl. You're the youngest of the children. And tell us, you know, because did you graduate high school yet, or are you graduating this year?
I graduated this year, actually, in a few months.
Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I know we saw you go to prom, you know, this year, this season. Tell us about how it is to be in high school and be on TV.
Well, actually, I'm homeschooled now.
Okay. I understand.
It wasn't to escape anything. It wasn't to get away from this, that, or the other, because I have a great group of friends already.
Okay.
It's a great support system. So it wasn't even like, oh, I'm scared to go to school, I'm scared, da-da-da. No, it was really scheduling, because our schedule was already heavy as it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, having the show, you know, there's more added to that. So, but being in school and, you know, it's cool because I think it teaches you to have to manage your personal life as well as, you know, still dealing with, you know, everyday issues and everyday problems. because it's not easy being a little, you know, a teenage girl and then having the world thinking that they know everything
right.
about you when,
Do you find it to be the case that people, because they see you on TV every day or every week, that they think they know you because of the 60 minutes that we get to see each week?
A lot of people definitely just think, oh, you know, and it is normal. Like, I even am guilty of it from watching, you know, other TV shows. Like,
right,
I understand. So now I'm definitely a lot more cautious about, you know, judging, and because nothing is really ever as it seems.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just kind of like, it's okay. It's cool because, I mean, this season has definitely helped me to develop tougher and thicker skin. Just from, you know, comments or whatever. But other than that, it's been an awesome experience, and I thank God for the opportunity. It's been a blast.
That's great, great. And, Brooklyn, I know that you and Veggie, you all had your share of rivalry, this season. Is there a rivalry between you two? I know you're brother and sister, so you love each other, but what do you think about what we see on TV?
You know, I think that you have a lot of siblings that have rivalry, have issues
absolutely.
And different things like that. Definitely being in front of a camera elevates that. So if somebody got a little bit of an attitude with you in real life, they got a lot of attitude with you on camera life.
Exactly.
and so everything is, like, elevated to the max, and you never know how the camera is. Will change the dynamics of your relationship
mm-hmm.
with people, you know. And also, whereas you might not respond to something or the way a person thinks or says or acts towards you, if a camera's right there, you're more prone to respond.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you have to defend yourself, you know. And but at the same time, it's like you want to stay true to yourself. And I just know me personally, I'm kind of like the I don't care.com attitude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I don't have time to entertain drama, you know, take your feelings, put them in your pocket. That type of person I am. Just keep it moving. But the cameras make you deal with issues. Like, you can't just walk away. They're like, no, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about this. And a lot of times that talking turns into something else.
Right, yeah.
Arguing or yelling and different things like that. And you have to try to find out how to filter through that and manage to still fight for your relationship once the cameras go off.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, because I wonder if you get an argument on camera and then when the cameras go away, how do you rebound from that?
I mean, you just have to kind of like really have some real conversations. You like, now look, you said this and you did this, and I just don't see, you know, how this is logical. I just need to understand why. Like, you have to really try to fight for that relationship to have that conversation, because it's real easy to try to, like, shut down and just be like, I'm not dealing with him or I'm not dealing with her, bump them. But that's not reality, because the reality is y'all have to still tape for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the reality is that's still your family member. So, you know, I think me personally, you know, I want to try to live like I feel like God wants me to live, and I feel like that's walking in love and trying to forgive. So at the end of the day, my goal is to walk in forgiveness and just be the best person that I can be, and, you know, and hope that the other person does the same and that we're able to meet on that common ground, regardless of what our differences is. Hopefully we can meet on that common ground.
Is there pressure, and sorry, Kansas, as well, is there pressure of being a pastor's kid, you know, on TV? Is there more pressure because you're on TV and you're expected to always, you know, walk the straight and narrow line, but, you know, we're all humans, we make mistakes. Is there, do you feel pressure from that?
Of course.
Because people judge, you know, people judge, yeah. Yeah,
I
would say.
Don't feel pressure at all.
You say you don't feel pressure, sorry?
No, I think mom and dad actually do a good example of not really like, oh, you're a PK, you have to do this, you have to do that. If anything, it's society that expects
that's
right. Yeah, that's that's what I was going to say, definitely.
That's what I was referring to, because, you know, we do live in a, and like you spoke earlier about, a society where you're on TV, you know, this is the reality TV has taken over. We have some great shows, including yours, but there's a lot of judging and a lot of, you know, look what they're doing, what they're doing. So I'm talking about that pressure. Do you feel the pressure from our society that you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times?
You do feel the pressure. The pressure is there, but it's mm-hmm. about how you deal with it. Like, I mean, you know, it's all type of different pressures, you know, and that's just another added pressure of life. So I feel at the end of the day, you have to have thick skin, so you can't allow that pressure to cause you to collapse. You know what I mean?
Right.
For me, not so much. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, and I think it's a part of me, like, growing up as well. It's kind of like you don't know that there's pressure until you realize there's pressure, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm so, like, on me right now. I'm in such, like, a selfish season of my life, like, trying to get, like, my plans going and stuff, that it's, like, mm-hmm. the pressure that I'm getting is kind of coming from myself. Like, I'm not really doing this for anybody but myself and, like, God right now.
Okay. I was going to ask you, because I've spoken to other reality stars, and I know one, he was just very displeased with the way that he felt like, you know, the light he was shown on camera, the editing that takes place and whatnot. Have you been pretty pleased with how you all come off on camera?
Sometimes, for the most part.
What about you, Brooklyn?
I couldn't hear you clearly. Say that again.
I'm sorry. I've spoken to other reality stars, and I know one in particular, he just did not like the way he was portrayed on the show. He didn't like the editing. He felt like they edited him to look a certain way. Are you pleased with the way you come off on the show?
I cannot say that I disliked a lot of what they actually showed, but I feel like there were, you know, some missing pieces that they did not show. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way to put it. Yeah, for example, like, you know, what you saw is me. I didn't never change for the camera, so therefore what you see is what you get. But I think there's a surrounding pieces that always can connect the puzzle and show a picture more better in its entirety. Like, for example, my relationship with my daughter. My daughter is my everything, and when we're together, we are very affectionate towards one another, very loving. I think they showed a little bit of that, but just more so just showing our relationship, I think they could have did a slightly better job at that. You know, it was some scenes, the way that they were portrayed, it almost made it look as if she was not maybe she was pushed off or something, and that was totally not the case. Some of the timing was off on some of the shooting and things like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I won't go into too many details, but the bottom line is, you know, that's my pride and my joy, and so I think they could have did a better job of maybe painting that picture, you know, and that's the main thing, but I can't say it's anything that they shouldn't have shown on there. Maybe a bad hair day, that was about it.
Okay, so tell us what happened, what goes on when the cameras aren't rolling, when the camera crew is left for the taping for the day, what goes on after that?
We have a casting crew of about 20 people pop up at our house. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people that it takes to put on this production because we have such a really big family, so it's a lot of different moving parts. I think it's fair enough to say it's peaceful chaos, you know, because the chaos becomes normal after a certain point. The first couple of days, it's just like, oh, my God, it's a same thing.
But then
it's just like, no, this is our life. It's just another day because 2-3 months in, it just becomes normal, and you almost forget about the cameras at times.
I was going to ask you, do you forget about the cameras? Because I know this is
the
first season. You have forgotten.
Yes, you do. It's like after a while, it just start doing you. Like, it's honestly, it wasn't even weird for me because like the body count in our house is so high.
Yeah.
Like, all the
yeah.
time.
Okay.
And
okay.
So it's like just imagine those people with cameras, and it's just like you just start doing you, like, you just.
So are you more guarded initially, and then as you know, as you get more into shooting, it's like it's whatever at that point.
To be real, I don't like I'm work. I on the show, it definitely showed me, I think, having a lot more of a filter than I actually do, just because of editing. But, like, really, mm-hmm. I will say anything, and, like, my parents are the ones who are like, okay, Cyrene, Brooklyn, just be aware that you have a mic on, or even the mic guys, okay, be aware that your mic is on.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Honestly, I'm going to say what I feel, so.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of the, there has been some negative feedback, and I wanted to talk to your dad and your mom about that, but about a lot of the, you know, prosperity preaching, mm-hmm. and, you know, I know your dad set you all down, he wanted to know what's your plan to become a millionaire. One thing mm-hmm. that I did find out, though, in doing the research is that he doesn't get paid from the church, so let's make that clear.
Right.
He's not salaried from church, and neither is your mother. What do you want to say to the critics who, you know, are in a sense judging you because of the money dialogue, the frequent money dialogue?
What do I want to say to the critics? I mean, honestly, people, no matter what, people are going to judge you. Just because, like, even if they knew, like, let's say some people do find out that we don't have, that, you know, they are volunteer pastors, but it still bothers mm-hmm. them that they're successful pastors. So, and it's just like, I think the whole old religious church mindset is you're supposed to be broke. Like, you're not supposed to enjoy life. You're always supposed to be on the edge and, you know, praying to God for your breakthrough. But, like, why would you do that? God has called us. I mean, no such thing. Well, he was told from those who live righteous lives. And, I mean, we are people after God's own heart, so I don't see the problem when, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these other people have all this money, and that's attractive. My thing is I think of it as a marketing strategy. Why are you interested in Beyonce? I mean, she's fabulous. So let's give people an introduction to Christianity. Like, you're going to look into us because, you know, you're seeing something different. But then once you get past what we have, once you get past our flaws, this, that, and the other, you'll just see that we're people who love God who are trying to get it together. So
absolutely.
It's like, if you can't accept that, then I really can't fight you.
Brooklyn, you have anything you want to say, add to that?
I think it boils down to three things. I think it boils down to religion, racism, and being unrealistic. Those three things. Because those are the people who are complaining, the people who are religious, and they're caught up in the old school. The more poor you are, the more impoverished you are, the closer you are to God. You know, mm-hmm. and then some people just don't believe black folks supposed to have anything. They think we just supposed to be poor. Some people that you think, oh, okay, you know, you're a Christian, you're a man of God, you know, oh, he must be getting money from the church. It's just, that's just not realistic. You have to also look at the fact that he's contributed 25 years to the gospel music industry and made an entire impact and created his own genre of music. So I think he deserves that. I don't think that should be taken away from him simply because he's a pastor. Anybody who has had as many platinum and gold produced albums as he has deserves to live in the home with the square footage that we have. And I don't think that should be an apologetic position. And I think that anyone who has a problem with it should kick rocks. And that's pretty much my perspective on it.
And let me just say, you did touch on your dad's music career. They call him the godfather of gospel jazz music. You know, he is the genre's best-selling artist producer of all time. So, you know, he has a lot of gold records, a lot of accolades. So, you know, he's earned his money. So let me make sure that's clear, because I did not know that prior to researching the show. Now, Benji and Shana were just calling in. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
How are you?
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on the official, well, I guess you already were married, but the actual ceremony. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a wonderful wedding.
Yeah, it was very nice, very nice. Anything that we missed that wasn't on TV?
We had more fun. It was more entertainment than they actually showed. You know what I mean, but you know, it's entertainment, so they gotta make it look good. But yeah, I think we had a lot of more fun. We partied late, and everybody was on time.
Hey, that's how it's supposed to be. So we were just talking about the experience on the show this season, first season. Tell us about, you know, as a married couple, young married couple, your experience on Thicker Than Water.
The bottle closer, you definitely have to have each other's back. Because a lot of people, you know, you get criticized by social media and everything like that. So just definitely you become each other's backbones. I mean, if you already weren't, you are going to become it then. You know, it just brings you closer. You find out new things about each other that you never knew, even though you live with them every day. I mean, it's just something about being in the public eye that, you know, it exposes a lot. So you can learn about yourself as well as the person that you're living with.
What about you, Benji?
Man, she said it all.
So I was wondering, because I was having a conversation, you know, about people being so judgmental, and especially on social media. I mean, they go hard, you know, and people, they don't even know. How are you able to deal with negative criticism when you see it like that?
Is that how we deal with it?
Yeah.
You know,
don't look at it.
You know, yeah, you can't look at it because the first thing, why you look at it? You know, why you looking at it? You know, I just feel like one thing we have learned from our parents, the people who don't like stuff are going to talk and tweet, and the people that do are going to sit back and really watch and enjoy. Out of all 400 or 500 tweets that was hateful, you know, you still got viewership of like over 2 million, you know. So don't add up. You know, you can't define by social media, I say. You know.
Right,
So, and really, I just learned just to, you know, social media don't define me. For 45 minutes don't define me. You don't know me after 45 minutes. You know,
right,
you know a part
exactly.
of my life. Of how they wanted you to see my life. But, you know, 45 minutes, you know, it's a lot more than Benji, so that's why we get more seasons so y'all can see us grow and really see what we do. And me and Brooklyn, we love each other. We working together. But, you know, it's reality TV.
Well, I was going to ask about, because Brooklyn spoke on it earlier about, you know, the kind of rivalry that you all have, which all siblings have, you know, in some form. So how would you describe you and Brooklyn's relationship?
Me and Brooklyn really do love each other. Like, people understand we really love each other. We just two alike. I'm a hustler, she a hustler. I'm a baller, she trying to be a baller. And, you know, it's just like we
well,
all...
Well, she bought that car, though. She did buy that car when she wrecked the other.
tell me about it. But yeah, it's just me and Brooklyn got competition. Who's gonna be a millionaire first? You know, me and her going head to head. Like, you know, but Brittany and Serena coming. But me and Brooklyn, we in overdrive, trying to beat each other. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we love each other. We are sister and brother, and you know, we do what everybody else do. You know, it's normal.
Right.
It's just some people actually fight their sisters. We don't do all that fighting. And
right,
argue.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Let me. I'm gonna go through all four of you all. You tell me your favorite moment from this season. I'll start with you, Brooklyn. What's your favorite moment from this season? And we got to see.
Brooklyn.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Brooklyn. He asked, what was your favorite, your best moment of this season?
My favorite moment of the season?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to say my hair show, right?
Oh, duh.
I mean, what else could I say, possibly? That was my favorite moment, basically, because, you know, I had put so much work into that, and it came from a genuine place in my heart as far as my ambitions and my passion for the hair industry, and to see part of my dream come to pass. You know, you guys got to see a few little, like, measly minutes of my show.
Right, yeah,
really
yeah.
See the entire thing, but, I mean, oh, God, if you had been there, I mean, it was really like a New York Broadway production. I mean, it was just really over the top, and it was just a glimpse into my future, you know. It was like, what, between 500,000 people there, and, you know, I'm excited because now I'm doing an actual hair show tour that's looking at going international. Just got contacted by an international company. They're a big player in the hair industry, and now they're wanting to partner with my brand. And so God is opening so many more doors just from that hair show. I definitely have to say that's my favorite part of the season.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, I have many favorite parts of the season, to be real. Of course, I love the wedding because I love weddings. they're adorable. And I love Brooklyn's hair show. That was really an awesome moment and a special moment for her and I think as well. And, I have to say that's about it.
Hey, Sireen, one more time. When you apologized to me at the hair show, too, that was, like, one of my favorite parts, though, because you slick broke me down. I was done.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot to each other lately, huh?
Yeah, basically.
What about you, Shanara?
I would have to say the wedding.
The wedding, beautiful wedding, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure there was more moments, but I really can't think of any at the moment right now.
Okay.
Mama Jewel's on the air, by the way.
Oh, she's on. Great. Mrs. Shaker, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm honored to have you on the show and to have your family on the show. You know, I was telling them at the top of the hour that I'm a fan of the show. I watch the show faithfully. I have it on my TV. When I miss it, I go back and watch it. So, you know, tell us about your experience on the show thus far.
It's definitely been a real, real blessing. Our family has definitely gotten closer as a result of it. We went triple time in family meetings. As a mother, I was real protective of all my children, making sure that they didn't begin to get sucked into, you know, just that whole reality TV drama,
and
all that craziness. And so it was real important for Ben and I both to make sure that everybody really loved each other, even though we get on each other's nerves, you know, to walk through those things. So I think that was a real big piece for me, that everybody stayed emotionally and spiritually in place. And then also just, you know, pushing each other to be okay with being transparent and being vulnerable, because it takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable.
It does.
And we almost get naked, you know, before the public. You're dealing with these things privately, not everybody know. And so really making sure we didn't find our identity in Twitter timeline or Facebook, because it did happen on a few occasions where we had to just pull back, you know, and say, our identity in Christ. So I think those are some of the highlights of the show for me.
So I know that you and your sisters, you know, it was documented, you know, on the show that you all had to work through some of the challenges that you face. What is the relationship with you and your two sisters?
Ooh, God. Ooh, you want to quit.
Me and Janetta are definitely very close. Janice, we are still really just believing God for her. I think that the whole TV piece, I think it was a big mess for her.
Okay.
And I think which caused her to kind of lash out at me. And so what I did is say, hey, okay, let me take responsibility for what I need to take responsibility for. Let me just take responsibility for everything. Let me not even try to decipher. Let me just take responsibility for it. And just tell her I love her. And so, you know, I'll call, I'll text periodically. Sometimes she'll call back, sometimes she won't. But we're pretty committed to loving her through, you know, loving her through it. I think she just realized we were all imperfect. I don't know. I'm not real sure what happened there.
Let me ask you, I asked that, I'm sorry, in Brooklyn, but I wanted to hear it from you and your husband. You know, there has been a little some backlash about, you know, the financial aspect. You know, prosperity preaching and, you know, Mr. Ben sitting down with the children trying to figure out how to become millionaires. What do you say to the critics when it comes to you all finances and that type of conversation?
I would tell him, first of all, we's free. We's free.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We free at last.
So, absolutely.
You know, it's okay for African Americans to have money. I mean, we did not get our money from the church at all.
Exactly.
I mean, our church, we only have like a couple of hundred people. We don't have this big mega ministry. My husband has 15 gold albums, 6 platinum albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done 7 figures in network marketing. I have a very strong and prosperous financial services business. I mean, we are very diligent. You know, my husband's been in the music industry for 25 years, so he should have a little something. So we got to get our money from the church, and our lifestyle was this way before the church.
Right, yeah. So for will there be a season 2?
You know, we can't tell that, but
okay.
I would say keep watching.
and tell us, I guess I'll go to everyone that's on the line. Just tell us what's next for you, what to look out for, and if you're tweeting or where we should follow you. I'll start with you, Ms. Jewel.
Okay, so basically, I just started recently writing a finance and business column for Jet Magazine, so that's been a real fun thing. Elevate 8 picked up some things on me, which is a part of TV One, on some financial things. My Millionaires Book Club is coming up. I'll be launching that with the ladies the first Monday of every month in March, starting in March. We'll be doing that for 2 hours. Ladies can go online and to register for that class. Again, it's a 6-month class for 1 hour a month. And then my financial services radio show called Where's My Money? And so I'm kind of like the Black Susie Orman, and particularly talking to Pookie and them about getting their money together and saving and investing. And, you know, we are not destined to be in debt. And so, you know, talking to them about that. So those are some of the things that I have going on, and, you know, pushing my children to continue to be the best that they can be. And, you know, I'm real big on telling them staying away from drinking and getting high and all that foolishness. Don't be a follower, be a leader. Learn how to manage pressure with the word of God. So those are kind of some of the things we got going on. And I'm on Twitter, yes, absolutely.
And where can we tweet you? Where can we tweet you?
It's at Jewel Tankard.
At Jewel Tankard, okay. And Benji, what's next for Benji?
Sir?
What's next for you, Benji?
Man, what's next for me? DJing, right now I am in the process of getting a job at a radio station. And really just me and Shania writing a book. And I'm just really trying to get my DJing just really going. I'm trying to do more corporate events this year. This is 2014. Like, the clubs are cool, but I'm trying to do, like, big-time clothing stores, festivals, and more stuff like that, because that's, to me, that's where it really matters.
Okay. Shanara?
Like Ben said, we do have we're working on our book right now. I'm going to be out with a lingerie line. I'm really into fashion, but I really have I just decided to go that way because I've just always liked that and designing it. So that's what I'm really pushing right now, and be on the lookout for that.
All right.
Hey, well, you can expect to see me on the platform for Bonner Brothers coming up in February in Atlanta. Really excited about that opportunity. I'm doing a hair show tour and a pop-up shop tour right now, so taking more dates to add to the tour right now. My book, Detour to Destiny, will be released this year. That deals on the table. Really excited about telling my story. There's a lot of great things going on. I'll be expanding my hairline into hair products, so I have an argan oil-based hairline product that will be launched this year as well. To complement that, the ladies can have products to take care of their hair with. Just a lot of different things. I'm really excited, and if you need to find me, you can always go to brooklyntankard.com, and my Instagram is at queenbrooklyn. My Twitter is at queen_brooklyn, and I'm always willing to talk to my fans.
All right. It's Irene.
Well, of course, college. I'm going to Howard University.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. as well as I'm going to be pushing out a new single, actually, within the next couple of months. I should be out this
okay.
year.
Okay.
I also have my own nail polish line, Cyrene Levette Lacquers. And that will be out. That's actually out on pre-order right now. And then I'm also modeling, and I will be acting as well and working on some campaigns as well as starting my own online consignment shop.
Wow. Well, it sounds like y'all are doing big things and making big money. I'm going to look at Miss Jules about making the money. I'm going to look at her radio show. But listen, I want to thank you all for taking the time, and congratulations. I saw you on the Stellar Awards. Congratulations on that. And I wish you all nothing but the best. And I'm putting it out there right now for season two. So I'll be looking out for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank
you. Have a great one.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're back with Stephen's Playlist.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio.
The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Now it's time to go on to Stephen's Playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week we select artists to put on our playlist, and tonight we feature independent and major artists, including Justin Aries, who was on last week, J. Cole featuring TLC, and many more. And if you're interested in being featured, please email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com, attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. And please remember that all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is from Justin Aries, entitled If I. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's Playlist.
Georgia. Go with this again, yeah. I'm hoping that this time ain't like my last time. You say it ain't the same thing, but I heard it all before. Inside I'm needing more. Still I got so caught up inside of what we had. So caught up in this love like that, yeah. Maybe I'm just a sucker for this love, love, this love, love, but
if I give my heart to you, if I give my soul to you, I hope that this will last more than forever. Oh, if I give my heart to you, if I give my soul to you, baby, I hope that this will last more than forever.
Ooh. I've been ashamed to say I've walked this path so many times before. I'm addicted to the pain in my veins, I want more. So I'm lost inside of madness, the same drug over and over again. I need to break this habit, because I'm strung out on attraction, and we both know what will happen. Love doesn't come with drugs, like, so what I'm facing here is real life. If I give my heart to you, if I give my soul to you, I hope that this will last more than forever. If I give my heart to you, if I give my soul to you, baby, I hope that this will last more than forever. Oh. Tell me lies, make it feel good. Tell me lies, make it feel good.
Tell me lies, tell me lies. Make it feel good. Make it feel good. Make it feel good. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Make it feel good.
Tell
me lies, tell me lies.
Make it feel good.
Tell me lies, tell me lies.
Make it feel good.
Make it feel good. Make it feel good.
Filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
Y'all reach these
I guess we'll never know. Oh, 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 oh.
Tell me I should fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gon' sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how this crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
This crooked smile. With the flaws, know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be. And that's you. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away.
Crooked smile, we can style on them.
You were the one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm on my way back.
We don't look nothing like the people on the screen. You know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's the crooked smile. Braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Adele? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef, let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you're asking will I tell now, hey hell nah. I ain't switching cause man, they get up stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now, how you like this crooked smile?
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
And that was Steven's playlist. I want to thank our special guest, the Taker family, for being on tonight. We appreciated their interview and their honesty. And for you for listening at home, I definitely appreciate it. We're back next week. Next week we're getting fit, y'all. The summer is coming up. We got to get right. So join us next week for that. Have a great week. God bless.
I'ma see a pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand. Head to the floor.